word of introduction.
So we have this rather strange custom at St. Andrew's that on the Sundays at the beginning of a school vacation week, we don't have any church school, and so we imagine all the children will be in church, and so we have a children's homily. But I'm looking around desperately, and I think I see one child over there.
Yay!
But we're going to go ahead and have a children's homily, nevertheless. Can anybody see where Rodney is?
No, I can't see him anywhere. Adrian, are you sure he's going to be here today? Maybe he's gone skiing or visiting friends or family, like lots of people in Wellesley.
No, he said he would definitely be here, and he is a mouse of his own word.
Hold on. Is that mite box moving, or is it my imagination?
I think it's definitely shaking.
Oh, it's Rodney. What are you doing in a mic box?
Why are you in the mic box, Rodney?
Oh, Rodney says he thought it was a new church mouse house made especially for him.
No, Rodney, this is a mite box, a collection box for Lenten almsgiving to the Salvation Army.
Oh, Rodney wants to know, why are we doing a collection during Lent?
Well, Rodney, almsgiving, or giving to the poor, is one of the traditional disciplines of Lent. It's taking the focus off of our needs and thinking about our neighbor's needs instead.
Oh, Rodney says, what are the other disciplines during Lent?
Well, another tradition is giving something up, usually something nice, like coffee or chocolate or wine.
Rodney was wondering, what are you guys giving up, or what are we giving up for Lent?
Well, I'm giving up chocolate for Lent.
I am giving up caffeine for Lent.
I'm giving up beer for Lent.
Oh.
Oh, Rodney, he wants to know, why do you give up things during Lent?
Well, Rodney, we do that because we want to remind ourselves that we're not dependent on anything in this world. Even things you might really like coffee or chocolate or beer. The only thing that we really need is God and God's love.
Also, giving something up gives you a framework for the discipline of Lent. Every time you think of that thing you have given up, it reminds you to focus on the purpose of Lent.
But Rodney says, what is the purpose of Lent?
Oh, Rodney, you're a church mouse. I thought you'd know that. It's following the example of Jesus, who spent 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, confronting his temptations. Those temptations could have stopped him from being the person that God had sent him in the world to be.
You see, Rodney, we also need to confront our temptations so that we can be the people God wishes us to be.
And another part of giving up something is that some people like to use the money they would have spent on that thing to put in their mite box for charity. So if you are giving up wine or chocolate, you can put in your mite box the money you would have spent on that.
Also, Rodney, as well as giving things up, some people take on something during that, like reading a spiritual book or even doing charitable work.
Exactly. Rodney, last Sunday, we heard a member of our outreach committee, Tim Phillips. He encouraged us to do volunteer work at the food kitchen in Framingham that serves delicious and nutritious meals to homeless people.
So, Rodney, are you giving anything up or taking anything on this Lent?
Rodney says, guess.
Cheese.
Yep. And guess what voluntary work he wants to do?
We don't know.
He wants to volunteer at a cat shelter.
But I thought mice didn't like cats.
Rodney says they don't, but he's trying to follow Jesus, who told us to love people, even people and creatures we don't like.
Rodney, that is a great example to all of us. Good luck. Stay safe.
Oh, but Rodney does have one complaint. He says, how on earth can he, as a small mouse, carry a great big mite box like that? It's way too heavy for him.
Well, don't worry, Rodney. We have for you your own custom-built mini mite box.
Thank you. Rodney's so excited.
Amen.